Case number 10150, Robert and Rita McClanahan, east of Road 265, being lots 67 and 68 within Red Mill Farms development. They're seeking a variance from the minimum lot width and lot size requirements.
Name and address.
Robert M. McClanahan, 17437 Minus Conaway Road, Lewis, Delaware.
All right, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
And ma'am. I am here tonight to apply for a variance for the minimum lot width and lot size, the requirements that are set forth in Sussex County. I own both lots 67 and 68 in Red Mill Farms. At the time I built the home in 1987, the house actually encroached over onto lot 68 by 12 feet, some odd inches. At the time, I had no intentions of selling. I have been approached by a buyer, someone who's interested in the property, and I told them currently it's not a building lot because of the encroachment of the existing dwelling, and I have no intentions of moving it or tearing it down. So that's why I'm here tonight, to see if we, to ask you to consider reducing lot 68's width by approximately, I believe it should be about 27, actually it'll end up being 92.25 feet across the front, to give the setbacks for my dwelling to the property line and any existing structure that would be built. I've talked with my neighbors that own lot 69. They have no problems with it. Since I'm retired, I could use the money.
Mr. Chairman, it would require actually two front yard variances. And and also the square footage variance.
Yep, we require both.
Rick, do we have to advertise again, because it's actually requiring two variances from the 150 feet?
Need two front yards.
Leaves them a balance of 147.35 feet.
Right. It needs two.
Needs two.
Needs two front inches.
Both are going to be less?
Yeah.
No, one will be more. Lot 67 will be more, because what I'm asking is to move the lot line between 67 and 68 to the south, which will increase the size of lot 67 and decrease the size of lot 68.
But is the existing?
They're both less than.
Okay. It appears on this drawing.
You got 240 feet.
You have 240 feet total.
Total.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. If you take away 92.25 feet, that leaves you 147.35 feet.
That's it.
Which is less than 150 feet.
Okay.
Therefore, you need variance for both of the parcels, and we only advertise for one.
Right. Wouldn't just the frontage.
Right. Frontage on the one that the house is on.
Okay.
Unless you wanted to, you could divide it so that you'd have 150 feet of frontage, 1 foot back.
On lot 67, is that what you're saying, sir?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You with me? Your property line could remain the same until you get 1 foot from the front property line.
Okay.
And just go the remaining
line to that.
Yeah.
Originally.
What, 2.5 feet.
2.5 feet.
Okay.
4 foot deep. Four. And then.
How did it get combined?
You'd be fine.
How did this get combined the first time, the two parcels?
At the time I bought the property, both lots were for sale. I just purchased them both. It was a...
You never recorded a survey to show them as one lot?
No.
Okay.
I did not. This was in
87. So there's still two lots with an encroachment?
It's still two lots. Now, yes, sir.
Yeah. Even if you did that, there would, you could always go back to splitting the lots. It's one lot now.
But the buyer wants to make it two so they can sell the other.
Pardon me?
The buyer wants to...
No, I'm gonna continue to occupy the dwelling in lot 67. The buyer wants to...
Balance.
To build a structure on lot 68, if we are successful in relocating the lot line.
They're gonna be able to build and maintain setback requirements?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Also, there's a square footage requirement there also.
On the new lot, it's an AR1, he's gonna be undersized if you approved it, so
right.
That means he only needs a 10-foot side yard setback. That's the only difference.
Oh, okay.
You need 15.
Is there an area requirement as well?
Yes, okay. 20,000 square feet, and he's under that, so...
No, I mean, as far as what he builds on there, 35%, no?
No.
That's okay.
No. It's AR1.
He's been at the 20,000, he'll need to have that also.
He's got to maintain the 15 if you approve it. Would you say the other lot that you want to break out, they can maintain 10-foot from the sides.
Okay. Very good.
So you want to make your request for 60 feet? 60-foot variance instead of 57.75?
So you have that extra...
Certainly.
Okay.
Keep it even.
We do it now, that way you'll...
Sure.
Get it done.
Right.
I mean, there's different ways you can do it. You can, yeah. You know... Bend your line, you can do whatever way
that,
you want.
That will suffice.
Okay. And now we're going to need the...
And therefore, the what would be the square foot variance, Mr. Rickard?
Let's
thousand.
See.
You're going to take out 1 foot by...
Well, we're going to take
two and three quarters?
He's looking for 1,665 square foot variance from 32,000.
Less makes it 1 foot by 2 3/4, then it would be 2 3/4 additional.
That's right.
Variance.
2 3/4.
Sixty-seven and three quarters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just about 67.
You just say
67.
It'd be 33.50.
Okay, we make that into a motion if that's going to happen.
Okay.
We all know what it is when I go back.
Okay.
Anybody in opposition?
I'm going to find that. Okay, any other further questions from members? No? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the uniqueness from just the situation constitute uniqueness for granting a variance. I don't think at all to the central character in the neighborhood. Go forward relief, I make a motion we approve case number 10,150. For the 60 foot variance and 16,068 square foot variance.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,150. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your time.
Yes, indeed.
Case